people would bring the cars in, they were, well, according to what kind of book you had, how often you checked your tires, and then you'd have to have your tires inspected to get your book renewed. And I got a quarter for doing that.
Quarter how often?
Every time you had to renew the sticker, mm-hmm. a book. In other words, I would make lots of quarters every day. And I expect you to check. Oh, on the average, 10 to 15 cars a day. And then if you wanted a tire, I'd inspect his car, and the tire was wore out, we'd fill out an application. And I'd sign that, and he'd sign it, and we'd check the board, and the board would act on that. And sometimes it'd give him one, sometimes it'd turn him down. If you turned him down, you have to try again next month. Because every month they got so many tires to give out in the county, like say they got 50 tires a month, and there's 100 people applied for them, 50 of them would get turned down. And then a lot of people kid the emergency people. I don't believe they were included in the allotment, so they got one anytime they needed or anytime they wanted it. The doctors and the good many farmers and everybody else, and then if he was a truck, a tractor, they were practically unlimited.
It wasn't a problem for farmers.
No, it wasn't a problem for farmers. They got all the wanted anyway. But most of them got all the gasoline they needed. Very few of them got short. And then I believe gasoline sold as little as 5 gallons for 95 cents back then.
Wow.
19 cents a gallon. But then that was back when the tractors first started, the farmers first started using tractors, a lot of them would come get the gasoline in 50 gallon barrels to get to the farm. And lots of them put the tanks in.
They
put a tank on the farm, and that's when your truck started carrying them out and service them. And most all your farmers now have their own tanks and deliver direct to the farm.
Are they above ground?
Yeah, most of them are. Most of them above ground, and lots of them are up on poles where they just get gravity feed out of them, don't have to have a pump. But they lose a lot by evaporation that way, but most of them don't know the difference and don't care because they get their tax exemption off of it, so it don't cost them much to do anybody else. I guess rationing went all the way through the war, and back then they had price controls too, and a new car didn't cost but $1,200 back then.
That's a pretty good price.
Yeah, I bought a new 46 Ford.
What did it look like?
Oh, it was a red one for $1,200 and some few.
Wow. Huh? That's pretty good.
Yeah. Got a Ford dealer here. That's back whenever they had price controls and it was all short and everybody wanted them, but me and him were good friends and he never had one.
What kind of things were on the car?
Oh, well, it had all kind of accessories. It had the radio and the heater. Then I guess that's about all it had, radio and heater, and I put fog lamps on it.
Where'd they go?
A fog lamp going in front. That helps you. They're amber colored and you get to see through the fog better that way for night driving. And I kept it. I guess some 46 to 52, I guess.
Then how many doors did it have on?
Right, there's two doors. Yeah, there's two doors. Mm-hmm.